KQED.
Families of three of the victims of the 2015 mass shooting in San Bernardino are suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google for not doing enough to stop terrorists from using their sites to plan violent acts. Here's the California Report's Ryan Levy.
When Gregory Claiborne heard that his daughter Sierra had been one of 14 people killed in a mass shooting, he says he was filled with rage.
When I decided to channel that rage into something positive to try and bring about a change so that this won't have to happen again.
He wants companies like Facebook, Twitter, and Google to prevent terrorist organizations like ISIS from using their sites. In a lawsuit filed along with the families of two other victims, Claiborne claims that the tech companies know ISIS is using their platforms to recruit followers and plan attacks, but aren't doing enough to prevent it. In fact, he says, the companies are profiting by placing ads on ISIS posts and pages.
Their bottom line is making money. They don't really care about anything else. If they did, they have algorithms to stop this and monitor this type of activity. They know how to do it, but they won't do it because of the money involved.
Current law gives social media sites broad protections from liability for content posted by users. This suit, and others like it across the country, seeks to limit those protections. But Jeremy Malcolm of the Electronic Frontier Foundation says that could backfire.
Generally, we find, you know, the more you do to prevent criminals and terrorists from using the internet, you know, the more you're going to be preventing legitimate internet users from doing the same things.
Gregory Claiborne says that argument doesn't work when you've lost a child to an act of terror.
Where would you be if you were the parent of that child? Would you still be talking about limiting the censoring of the internet? Or would you be pursuing a way so that this wouldn't happen to anybody else?
We asked the companies for their response. A Facebook spokesperson said in an email that there is no place on their site for groups that engage in terrorist activity. Twitter said they wouldn't comment, and Google didn't get back to us. For the California Report, I'm Ryan Levy.